this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Director John Kelly issued new immigration rules Tuesday. The rules expand the list of immigrants who face immediate removal, set forth a plan to hire thousands of enforcement agents, and enlist local authorities in enforcing federal immigration laws. The plans were issued in two memos. They implement President Donald Trump's January 25th executive orders. Iraqi troops have pushed into the southern outskirts of Mosul as they consolidate their position on the third day of an offensive to take the city. A military spokesman says troops have secured a section of an area south of the city. The Iraqi military says its forces reached the airport in Mosul on Monday, and when they take over the facility, they say they plan to use it to launch attacks on the western part of the city, which is still under control of the Islamic State group. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said on Tuesday her government is committed to working with European allies, despite occasional disagreements.
We will not waver in our support for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is the strongest alliance in history. We are working to make NATO even more effective, deepening cooperation among existing members and keeping the door open to new allies.
Nikki Haley. Ecuador's presidential election will go to an April 2nd runoff, pitting leftist Lenin Moreno against conservative Guillermo Lasso. That announcement, which we just heard in Spanish, was made Tuesday by the nation's Electoral Council. An official says the decision to hold the runoff is irreversible, even though 5% of the vote is still uncounted. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump has condemned a recent surge in anti-Semitic threats across the country. The president said anti-Semitic threats targeting the Jewish community are a reminder that work still must be done to root out hate and prejudice. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday appeared evenly divided on the right of Mexican parents to bring a suit in American courts against a U.S. border agent who killed their teenage son. Justice Anthony Kennedy and other conservatives on the court voiced skepticism about the parents' lawsuit, while the court's four liberals indicated they supported it. A 4-4 split among the justices would leave in place a lower court ruling dismissing the claims brought by the parents against the agent, Jesus Mesa. A military court in Israel Tuesday sentenced an Israeli soldier to 18 months in prison for killing and wounding killing a wounded Palestinian attacker last year in the West Bank. Robert Berger reports.
There were angry protests in support of a young Israeli soldier after a military court sentenced him to 18 months in prison. 20-year-old Elor Azaria was convicted of manslaughter for fatally shooting an incapacitated Palestinian assailant in the West Bank nearly a year ago. The sentence was the culmination of a turbulent trial that deeply polarized the nation. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
The Libyan Red Crescent said Tuesday at least 74 bodies of African migrants have been recovered along the shores of Libya's northern coast. The Libyan Coast Guard said more than 500 migrants were rescued off the shore west of Zawiya Friday and Saturday. Responding to the UN declaration that famine in South Sudan has been aggravated by the conflict there between government and rebel forces, President Salva Kiir pledged Tuesday that aid workers will have free access to civilians throughout the country. The fighting that has been going on in South Sudan since 2013 has left up to 100,000 people facing starvation. President Kiir said his government will ensure that all humanitarian and development organizations have unimpeded access to needy populations. Nigeria says President Muhammadu Buhari has extended his medical leave in London for a second time. An advisor said Tuesday during the president's annual checkup, tests showed he needed a longer period of rest. He said there's no reason to worry. He did not say when Mr. Buhari would return to Africa. Someday we may be able to call Pluto a planet again rather than a dwarf planet. Pluto's demotion in 2006 angered some scientists who are still fighting to have it reinstated as a planet. Alan Stern, who is a NASA scientist, submitted a proposal to the International Astronomical Union to make Pluto a full-fledged planet.
That's the latest world news from VOA.